Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Chatter, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. As you can hopefully tell from my voice, I am not Tom Chatter. Desmond and Ken won't be here today either. My name is Marilyn Mott, and I'm the Director of Community Outreach for the BBB. Thanks to all of you for your kind words and support after we hijacked the show last month. I guess you could say we're back by popular demand. Joining me today are some great ladies in the automotive industry. Shannon Creighton, yes, Desmond's wife from Prescott Valley Transmissions is back. Angel Gomez, Louie's wife from Prescott Tires and Pros and Automotive Service, was going to be with us today but was unable to make it. Also in the studio with us is Tammy Gage with O'Reilly's Auto Parts, Wholesale Parts. Another owner's wife, Brianna Lonis, with Auto Works Service and Repair in Prescott Valley. And for a little different spin, Tom invited a previous guest from one of his shows, Angela Smith, with Comparion Insurance here in Prescott. Comparion. Part of Liberty Mutual, I believe, is what we talked about. So thank you, ladies, for coming and being a part of this today. And actually, Drive Time Ladies listeners asked for a show dedicated to auto care from the female perspective. So we're responding to that request again today. By the way, Drive Time's regular time slot is 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. But today we've moved this to a later time to make room for the Diamondbacks game. And folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, we don't take live calls during the show, but you can ask questions or make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. We will answer all of your messages via email, but if yours is picked as the question or comment of the week, we will discuss it on air, and you'll win a prize package valued at $275. You can also win a $275 prize package just by sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite. I know Tom says it every week, and it's true that it's nice to have sponsors that we can endorse and not just promote. Our sponsors are highly regarded within the Quad Cities area. Great companies like Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Five Star Cars offers friendly small-town service with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience. Auto Works Service and Repair, where they say you won't find jerks at Auto Works. Southwest Truck and RV in Prescott Valley, from a Kia to a Kentworth, they will keep you rolling. Get juiced up at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley in front of the hospital. And of course, none of this would be possible without Prescott Valley Transmissions, your hassle-free zone for car repairs. Go to drivetimeaz.com and click on any sponsor's logo. You will be instantly transported directly to their website. While you're on our website, look under Ken's picture for links to Arizona car shows, motorcycle rides, and events. And you'll also find links to podcasts and all of our previous shows, so you and your friends never need to miss an episode. That's drivetimeaz.com. So, ladies, let's get things started with our question of the week from a lady listener named Dale. And Dale, you just won a $275 gift card package. You can win too. It's easy to enter and win. Just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your car repair question, comment, or concern. It is that simple. If your entry is selected, you will win a $275 gift card package from our sponsors, including a $25 gift card at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. You will love their smoothies like the Mango Monsoon, but they also serve great sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. Give them a try and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. This week's winner is Dale from Prescott Lakes. Dale says, when I heard you were doing an all-ladies show, I figured this was my chance to ask about something without getting laughed at. Please tell me what a catalytic converter is and what it does. Thank you for your question, Dale. I will admit we did talk about this question before the show to make sure that we had an answer that would, you know, be sufficient, and we decided we were going to hand it over to Tammy, our resident parts expert from O'Reilly Auto Parts. So, Tammy, what is a catalytic converter and what does it do?
Catalytic converter is part of your emission system to reduce, its basic function is to reduce the amount of harmful emissions that are emitted into the air caused by fuel and all of that good stuff. So,
okay. So it helps keep the exhaust
Keeps the emissions,
cleaner?
Yeah, cleaner.
Okay.
Cleaner emissions.
I also have heard that it improves cars' efficiencies. That's just what I've heard. So that may not be true. It may just be a statement.
That might just be a statement.
To make it sound more important than it is.
Yeah. I mean, its basic function is to reduce emissions.
Okay. All right. Well, Dale, we hope that that helps answer your question. And I also know that they are rich in precious metals. So that was something that I found out when I was doing a little research on that question. But we are going to also talk today a little bit about winterizing your car because we're getting ready to go into our fall season and our winter season. And we know with that comes cold temperatures and ice and snow and all of those fun things. So when we come back from this commercial break, we will be talking about steps to winterize your car. Thank you, Dale, for sending in a wonderful question for us, and we hope that that was a sufficient answer for you. We'll be right back.
You know, I always say how great it is to have show sponsors we can endorse. That's why I interview each of our sponsors first. I always ask, why should customers do business with your company rather than a competitor who does essentially the same stuff you do? When I asked Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, he said, that's simple. It's because they'll get the right job done right for the right price. Mark explained that the right job is the one that solves the problem. It begins with an accurate diagnosis, and that requires experienced, certified technicians with the right equipment to pinpoint the problem. Done right means not just fixing the problem, but fixing the cause of the problem so it stays fixed. When it comes to price, nobody wants to spend a dime on repairs, but the right price is the one that provides the most value. And to add even more value, they back their work with a nationwide warranty. Another way I vet a sponsor is to ask other shops what they think of them. When I asked around, other shops told me they've even referred their customers to Southwest Truck and RV when the job called for it. If other shops trust them, you know you can trust Southwest Truck and RV for the right job done right at the right price. From Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep you rolling. Southwest Truck and RV is located on Long Mesa Drive, just 700 yards east of Robert Road in Prescott Valley. Click their logo on drivetimeaz.com and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. And we are now going to talk about steps to take to winterize your car. So I know when I looked this up, the very first thing that came up was inspect your tires, and I thought, that is so true. I drive an awful lot for my job, and in the winter, I go from our very cold weather to even colder weather in Flagstaff or Sholo, down to Phoenix, where it's like summer again, just sometimes, depending on the day. And so I always get that tire light coming on when I get back to home. And I know that elevation can affect tire pressure, but I wasn't as familiar with temperature changes affecting tires so much. I mean, I know logically heat makes things expand, I think. That's the right way to say that. But what are your thoughts on inspecting your tires? Tammy, you want to?
Well, typically if you have your tire light on, it'll come on when the vehicle's been sitting for quite a while in cold weather. On average, once you start driving it, the pressure will come back up, but it is good to check that if it does not come back and the light does not go off, definitely pull in and actually check the tire pressure. Make sure you have the right pressure in all four tires. That's going to be your biggest thing in the winter is what they do tend to lose air as they sit and they're not heated.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Has anyone had that experience here before where you have a tire light come on and you're not sure what's causing it?
I can't say that I have. I let my husband take care of that.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I definitely have had that experience, and sometimes it's been a nail. Sometimes it's, you know, been something that was actually causing it, and other times it's literally just the PSI is, which I, there's a little sticker on the inside of your door that talks about the PSI on your vehicle, as long as your vehicle is newer. Yeah. And when I say newer, I mean, mine's a 2010, so that's still pretty old, but you know what I mean?
Right. Like, still has the lights.
Yeah, they let you know what the PSI should be in the pressure, tire pressure. And one thing I found interesting when I was researching this particular one, inspecting your tires and fixing tire pressure, was that they recommend that you check it about 30 minutes after the car has been sitting, probably, I would assume, because when you're moving and then you stop, that still has heat from friction that happens when you naturally are driving on the road. Sorry, I was getting all scientific in my brain. Okay, so number three on the list says, so that is inspect your tires. Number two, fix tire pressure. Number three, test the battery. Who here has ever had their battery tested at O'Reilly's?
Yep.
I have. There's a They even change it for you.
Yes.
That's handy.
They will.
And they will check your alternator while you're there. So have them always do that. If you're there for any kind of battery issue, you might as well have them check the alternator, make sure that it's feeding the juice to the battery.
Batteries is in the extreme cold, like when we go from warm to the extreme cold that we get overnight, that's typically when your battery is going to totally die. And whenever you're switching from when it's really cold to the summers that we get here, that's when your batteries are going to typically die. Just because of the extreme cold and the extreme heat changes, that will take the life out of a battery most generally, you know. So
how often should you change them?
To only change them when they die. They're expensive. Yeah.
I have an old car.
They're so expensive, but
they are.
You know, making sure that your alternator and everything is charging properly. Your battery is only used to start your vehicle, and then your charging system takes over from there. So, without the battery, I mean, usually you can tell if your battery is going to be going down. It's like a little harder start. Mm-hmm. Your lights kind of are a little dimmer.
That's one thing I know to look for.
Yeah. So it's a good idea just to check the whole charging system, too, because that's what's going to keep your battery charged.
Yep. And to be completely honest, it is easy to just pull in and get a little bit of help. You know, every once in a while when you go to get your oil changed at a good mechanic, they're going to be checking the battery for you so they can let you know, here's what the amp should be at, here's where it's reporting, so that you can kind of get a feel like, okay, she's about half done, you know. She's about half through her life, yeah.
Yeah, and typically in Arizona, I mean, batteries are just, it's just hard on batteries in general. You know, they'll say it's a three-year battery. It doesn't. Average is, I mean, if you can get 3 years out of a battery in Arizona, you're doing great, honestly.
That's what I heard. It was like a 2 year mark.
One to 2 years sometimes. It just depends on what extreme conditions that you're in constantly. You know, in Phoenix, it's
quicker.
Well, in the summertime, you figure, how long are you going to live if you're under the hood of 300 degree temperatures
right.
on a daily
and
basis?
Coming up from the ground as you're
so, you know, I mean, it's hard on batteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard on everything. Mm-hmm. I will admit, I looked up online about the battery thing, and one of the blogs said batteries are wusses when it comes to cold weather. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's actually really true. I can understand that because it's an electrical thing. And so. Electricity
just
prefers.
Like your trunk lid, your lift supports. Those are usually going to, you know, give up and clunk you on the head when you're putting your groceries in the car.
So, that's why I always tell people, don't trust those.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them in the winter. Never trust them in the winter.
It's a good way to get a goose egg.
Yeah.
All right. And number four on the list is obviously changing the oil. Always an important thing. Now, I'm sure that there's debates out there about what type of oil is better in colder weather versus hotter weather. I would think that in colder weather, you would need something a little bit lighter because everything is kind of frozen and gunked up. It's the thing about the gas, which we can talk
typically
about
old school. Yeah, newer vehicles though, they just like what they like. So I mean, a lot of them are running 0-20 nowadays anyway. So, and you're gonna want to run on a newer vehicle, you're gonna want to run what it calls for. Mm-hmm. It's just better for the motor itself. But after, you know, older vehicles, that it kind of depends on the vehicle. If it, is it leaking oil? Is it burning oil? You're going to want a thicker oil no matter what. 1030 for this climate on an older vehicle is usually pretty good year-round.
Okay.
Unless you're leaking or burning oil, then you want to go with a 1040 or 2050.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, you can go to your local friendly shop, someone that you trust, and ask. You can also Google it. I know that maybe we're, you know, that's not always the surefire way to get an answer that's legit, because you're going to get a lot of sponsored ads. But there is information out there and available for you so that you can learn about these things. It's good for you to know, because your vehicle is, I know I wouldn't be able to have a job if I didn't have a car that mm-hmm. could take me from, you know, point A to point B. So I'm very grateful for Franny. She goes everywhere with me. Number five on the list is add proper coolant. And I know that this is important for us to be having cooling going through the system, even though it's cold. Antifreeze is, well, it's called antifreeze for a reason, right? I don't like the smell of it, I will admit. It drives me nuts, but I think it's also very important to have. Have you ever heard of putting it in your windshield wiper thing?
No.
To like put that on your windshield?
No, do not do that.
I didn't think so. Okay. Good thing to...
Do not do that. You're going to have a film. You're not going to be able to see anything. There's actually winterized windshield washer fluid.
There we
that's
go.
That's good to negative 20. That is more fit for your windshield wiper reservoir.
Don't put the, well, and they put the reservoirs right next to each other.
Make sure you're filling
and I
up.
Had a friend who was like, oh, I just put a little antifreeze in there, and I'm like,
not
are
sure.
You now seeing like an iridescent rainbow? You know, like the stickers.
Don't you.
Oh, that was, and once it's in there, good luck trying to get it out. Is there anything that we can do, Shannon, in the winter to help protect our transmissions? Something that you recommend?
I'm going to say come in and have a service done. I don't think we realize the extra work we're putting on our vehicle in the wintertime with the snow, with the ice. Your car is working harder. You're working harder to make sure you stay in your lane. Your car is working harder as well.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we will cover even more about how to winterize your car and get prepared for the upcoming fall and winter season. Thank you.
You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is? Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. We are talking about steps that you can take to winterize your car today. And we just talked about being nice to your transmission because your transmission is working harder for you in the crazy cold months. So be kind to it. Be kind to your car. Change the oil. You know, just take care of the vehicle in the same way that you would try to take care of yourself, which I admit we don't always do a good job of. But let's make an effort and try to get that done. Number six on this list, it says check the belts and hoses. Anyone thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, obviously belts and hoses, they wear a lot. They can get cracked. They're dry, just like your skin. You know, you get dry and chapped when you're in the cold weather. So today's cars, they're not as picky as the older ones, but I think it's a good idea to always have your trusted mechanic, you know, auto repair shop. Look under the hood, check those things. It's very important. You don't want to be driving and all of a sudden when it's snowing, something happens. So just get everything checked out and everything will be good. So
true. And I know if a belt snaps,
it's a bad thing.
And belts tend to let you know. They're kind of like water coolers or, you know, where they ping. Anyways, belts squeal, usually. They will let you know. So you'll start your car and it will tell you, hey, I need attention. So if you hear that, then you've waited maybe a little too long. Go in and have someone take a look at it that you trust. That's awesome. Okay, so number seven, this is important. Choose all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. We had some important tips coming up about four-wheel drive. Tammy had mentioned that earlier. Tammy, can you let the audience know what we're talking about with four-wheel drive? Like, it can't just change over automatically, that there's steps that you need to take while you're driving?
Yeah, if you're not full-time four-wheel drive, you've got to make sure that you put it in four-wheel drive before you put it in the vehicle in drive. It needs to be in park or neutral in order to engage that four-wheel drive. Also, generally, it's four-wheel low if you're riding in snow. You don't want to drive in four-wheel drive if it's a part-time four-wheel drive all the time, only whenever it's poor conditions. All-wheel drive is going to adjust automatically. It's just going to be all-wheel drive. You don't really have to do anything with that, but just making sure you're either locking in your hubs for a part-time four-wheel drive or there's generally a button on the dash to engage into a switch that you put four low, four high. Four low is usually just driving on the roads in poor, icy and snowy conditions.
But do it before you put the car in drive.
Put it in drive.
Yeah, okay. So don't start the car and be halfway home and then go, oh, by the way,
I'm sliding. Let me hit this button. That is not going to work.
That's not going to help.
It won't work.
It's not going to work.
And obviously, when you're driving in certain conditions, it's always good to slow down. You know, just take your time. Don't feel rushed. And if someone's riding you, then please feel free to just let them go around you. And you might even pass them later on. I know that happened to me last year when we had a crazy snow one night and I was coming home from band practice and some truck passed me really quick and I was like, you go ahead. I'm going to take my time over here in my little Toyota Corolla. And at literally like half a mile later, they were drifted and we were still rolling. So
just keep in mind, slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
Generally, just keep enough distance between you and the car in front of you to be able to stop. And also just remember not to hit your brakes.
Yes.
You want to just barely lightly tap your brakes several times in order to come slowly to a stop so that you don't slide through an intersection. You know, generally at the intersections or where there's going to be more ice because it just keeps melting. The snow keeps melting and freezing and melting and freezing. So your intersections are going to be a lot more icy. So you just want to make sure that you're already pre-slowed before you get to that intersection. That way you don't end up sliding through it.
Yeah. And if you do slide, you can definitely turn the wheel to try to get a little bit of grip. But it's just take your time. Slow and steady does win the race, that's for sure, with something like that. All right, number 8, we have monitoring brakes. That's a Tammy question. So definitely with brakes, I mean, that's important for you. You can feel in your vehicle if you're running out of brake pressure usually. So if you feel like your brakes are a little bit loose or like you're not getting enough resistance when you push on them, you definitely want to take it in and have it looked at.
Lot of different functions for the brakes. I mean, you've got your master cylinder, you've got your brake booster. Mm-hmm. And then you have your brake pads, rotors, calipers, all of that tend to wear. Good thing to do is take it into your auto repair facility that you trust and have the brakes inspected going into winter, because you definitely want those functioning optimum, you know, during the winter months for sure. At all times, but during the winter months for sure, you know, and the auto repair shops can tell you like at what percent your brake pads are, you know, at worn and if they need to be replaced or adjusted, any of that. So
that's if your brake fluid's too low.
Brake fluid.
So when you get done having your transmission inspected and make sure that it's being loved, then pop over to the auto repair place and have them take a look at your brakes, because that is, it really is important. And especially because we live in a hilly environment, if you will, the Quad Cities. I mean, we have flat areas, but we also have hills. So you really, I know I'm very grateful every time. I don't know why, but it's always been a weird thing of mine since I started driving that I'm always like, okay, yeah, they work. So grateful, especially when you're flying down a hill at 60.
Good to know.
And number 9, we've got here, change wiper blades. And you had said that you have something that you would like to share with us, Angie.
Well,
thank you.
It's more before you drive. It's important to obviously, yes, check your wiper blades, make sure they're in good operating condition. But before you hit the road and it's cold and there's ice on your windshield and snow maybe, you know, resist the temptation if you can to run those wiper blades until you've scraped your windshield, until the ice is completely clear. It's tempting. I've done it a few times, I admit, but it's really hard on those wiper blades and you just want to take care on those. And also with your windows, and I'll admit that I've done this a couple times as well, but make sure that your windows are defrosted before you roll down the window. We're tempted to roll down the window to help the ice slide off the window so we can see, so we can get down the, you know, so we can go.
We're in a hurry.
You need to, just get up a little earlier, turn on your car, turn on your car's defroster, have your coffee or breakfast, whatever you want to do, and then you can run those wiper blades if you want to and roll down your windows. But, make sure everything's de-iced first. So
I can imagine just like your skin across ice would tear or be damaged, that's what happens to wiper blades if you unfortunately decide to do what I've done numerous times and just turn them on really fast.
Right.
But the friction will melt the ice.
That's what we're hoping for, right?
But then that's right.
It's also when you roll down your windows, because that's tempting, it's really hard on the window regulator. Mm-hmm. You know, those are plastic parts. And you want to, you want to take care of those and extend the life of those. So
keep those windows up. Because they are expensive to repair.
So keep the windows up until all the ice is gone. Then, if you want to, you can roll down the window, but then you don't have to. So.
And I like that idea. You don't necessarily have to get up earlier, but you do need to maybe change your routine and say, I'm going to go out and start the car, get the heat going to defrost, and then I'm going to go in and grab my cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And okay, that makes sense.
However, you're not in a spot where you can actually just leave your vehicle running. Say you're in an apartment complex, whatever. They do sell de-icer, a spray de-icer. Prestone has it. You can spray on to de-ice it real quick. Don't attempt to put hot water on your windshield because that's a terrible idea.
Then you have a glass.
Yeah,
on.
You will have. Then everybody you will be needing a windshield.
A lot of people think of that a lot of times, and that is not a good idea to do that. But also make sure that your wiper reservoir is full of windshield washer fluid that is negative 20 degrees so that it doesn't freeze and you can actually keep your windshield clear in that snow and the salt now they're using on the roads. It'll help clear that up.
So you mean there's actual windshield fluid that they sell that is better to be used during winter
periods of time,
like yeah, during winter months. It doesn't freeze. It's negative 20.
That's awesome.
They have that up here. We stock it. Most places stock it. Phoenix probably doesn't have a negative 20. So that's where you're
from. I can't
imagine
why.
Yeah. And then they have a spray de-icer if you're in a hurry and you're not in a position where you can just leave your vehicle running to defrost. Mm-hmm. There's a spray de-icer if you happen to, you know, be in a hurry and need to, you know, get out on the road faster than you anticipated your windows to be frozen for.
And I will admit, most of the chambers give away lovely little ice scrapers mm-hmm. every year. So if you're in need of one, there's probably a business out there or a home show that you can go to. You know, if you don't have one, and just toss it in your trunk and have it with you at all times. That's what I do. I keep it in there because you never know. I will admit, I love the one that has the brush on it because then I can mm-hmm. brush off the snow. Well, thank you.
Give yourself a little extra time in the morning during the winter
to do
to prepare for those things.
Just a little bit of extra time, ladies. It's hard, but it can be done. And we will be right back after this commercial break.
I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about five-star cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five-star cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five-star cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. If not, tell them Drive Time sent you.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. We've been talking about steps to winterizing your car. And the last most important step on the list is being prepared. Just making sure that you are safe in a situation, because even though you may have done all of these steps, you might find yourself, like I was, in a friend's car on the side of the highway in Kansas, in the middle of winter with snow, and I could see a farm way off in the distance. But thank goodness we had blankets. I mean, and we were dressed for a choir concert, so I was in, like, nice heels and stuff, which, whatever, that's the only time you'll ever catch me in heels. But I made my way through the snow with a blanket and a granola bar. I was prepared. So we were talking about this. Shannon, you mentioned that you have heard from towing companies some very important information that we need to keep in mind.
On average in the winter, you could be sitting on the side of the road anywhere from 4 to 7 hours. So let's make sure we have water, you know, granola bars, trail mix, blankets, flashlight, jumper cables,
first aid kit,
flashlights, whatever you need, have it with you, because you never know when it's going to happen. And you never know who's in the car with you. For me, I have grandbabies, so mm-hmm. 80% of the time, I have one or more grandchildren with me. And you don't want to be sitting on the side of the road with little ones.
No. No. And I know a lot of places when you call, they'll ask you if you're in a safe environment. But safe environment and also still being prepared
can make the difference between a comfortable wait. So, and I know that that's one thing I have heard. I wanted to ask you ladies, because you're more the experts on this than I am, but to keep your gas tank at least half full or more, if possible. I understand sometimes long road trips, like when I'm all over northern Arizona, that can be tough, but just being more conscious of the fact, like when it hits half tank, it's like if I'm going out into the middle of nowhere, you know, Highway 277, northern Arizona, something like that, I need to be prepared.
In case you need to run your heater for long periods.
For a long period of time. And I've also heard that maybe it's a rumor, but obviously making sure that your exhaust is free and clear of any snow that you may potentially be. I don't think we have that big a drift here, but maybe in Flag that would be more of a concern where you just want to make sure.
Well, you never know. We've had a couple of big storms out here.
That is true. Even last year, got a pretty decent one. And the year before, or 2 years prior to that, I remember record setting. Anything else that you can think of for being prepared this winter? Hopefully we covered all of those steps. One other thing that you may want to consider is AARP is offering a safer driving class. We're hosting it at the Better Business Bureau on Monday, October 2nd from 8:30 to 12:30. And if you would like to call and register for that class, you can call 623-776-5697. And it is $20 for AARP members and $25 for non-members. And they will be covering things like this. They'll refresh driving skills and knowledge. You'll learn techniques on how to better keep yourself safe for left turns. They'll also be talking about driving in icy or snow conditions, even rainy conditions. Sometimes that kind of panics people. And when you panic, you sometimes do things that you, well, aren't proud of. So that being said, we also have with us Angela Smith with Comparian Insurance. And so she has some tips for us on insurance today.
Yes. Thanks for having me. So winterizing your car. So some people have motorcycles that they only use in summer or spring. And then they have RVs that you might not go camping in the winter. Or even like your convertible auto that you just use in the summertime only. If you call your insurance company, you can do what's called storage, so you can take everything off. The one thing is you cannot get behind the wheel and drive it once you do that with your insurance company, because it takes all the legal road liability off, and it just puts comprehensive. So as it's sitting parked there for the winter, if rats get in it, because rats like to get in things when it's cold,
yes.
Eat the wires, comprehensive is, you know, rodents eating wiring, theft, vandalism, wind, hail, rain. So as it's just sitting there parked, you know you're not going to use it from, say, November till February. You can do that with your company. It saves you a significant amount of money on your insurance. Because
it's called storage?
It's called storage. It can be called storage or comp only. There's some different terms different companies will use for it. But you must de-insure it through the motor vehicle before doing that, because you have valid registration. Mm. So you can't just call your company and do that. You got to first, but it's really easy. You go right onto motor vehicle and you'd fill out a form. It takes you 5 minutes to fill it out. And it legally allows you to then put your car in storage with your insurance company.
That's really cool.
Yep. So a lot of my clients that have motorcycles and they don't like to ride in the winter because they don't want to risk riding in snow and ice. I don't blame them. Or they have that RV that they only take out spring and summer. So a lot of my clients will do that. And then I leave it up to them. You know, just call me when you're ready to use it again. We could put it all back. And you don't have to call motor vehicle on the second time, just on when you first de-insure it for the winter. And then you just put it back and go again.
Now, is that going to work like I have like a Can-Am? And we only drive the Can-Am in spring and summer. I'm not going to go out in the wintertime in that thing.
In the winter, yes. And that can you can do that for those as well. Certain insurance companies allow certain products to do so, and some don't. So you just got to check with your insurance carrier. And if you call it storage, they'll know what you're referring to, even if they might call it something else.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
That's awesome. Now, we've also talked a little bit about insurance, and I know that there's... Sometimes you think that there's certain times when you want to be insured or certain type of insurance. And I know I drive a used vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so when I first was shopping for insurance, I was looking at lesser plans. Mm-hmm. But I will admit I ended up going with a more extensive plan, which I think saved me when my car got sat on by a semi on the 17.
That's scary.
I know it was. It was very much. Her name was Ruby, and she died a tragic death. Luckily, I did not that day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes you really grateful for having the coverage that I have. Would you recommend a certain type, or that someone just contact someone who they contact you, who they trust, you know?
Right. That's a great question. So I always tell my clients, call me and I'll advise you. You know, if you buy a car that's like $2,000, then a lot of people don't put comp and collision because they're like, hey, it was $2,000. If something happens to it, I'm just going to go get another $2,000-$3,000 vehicle, you know? But if you have a vehicle that's over $5,000 in value, I usually instruct my clients, if comp and collision is affordable, you should put it on. Because you're just going to minus your deductible and then get paid the rest of the value of the vehicle to go buy another vehicle, like you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. It helps you get to that next step of another, but just a little tiny $3,000 and less, I usually just advise not to put it on because the money you put into your insurance ends up maybe being more than the value of the vehicle, which then doesn't make really much sense. So we just kind of look at it, and I'll Kelly Blue Book it for the clients if they're, you know, if they don't use the internet or they just are someone that doesn't know how to use that. I'll look it up and go, oh, this is $9,000. We should probably put comp and collision so you get something out of a claim versus nothing. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's preference, but it's there's some advice you should get from an agent to kind of make that decision.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and I know that the same can be said coming from the Better Business Bureau when it comes to car warranties or purchasing an extended warranty. Sometimes just putting the money aside that you would spend on that warranty is better for you financially than it is to actually spend money on an extended warranty that you may or may not utilize or that may not benefit your vehicle. So make sure that you're doing the research on what it is that they offer and what are their requirements or their regulations, because if you don't follow them to a T, they will deny your claim and then you will just be wasting money. So make sure you're protecting yourself with that, and we will be right back after this break.
You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show? And we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. AutoWorks Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out their reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes AutoWorks different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Lonis, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. Well, the AutoWorks team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have two employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on DriveTime.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. And we were just hearing some insurance tips from Angela, and she mentioned something about wires being chewed. And I had that experience for the first time when I moved up here in 2014. I was from Phoenix, and we just don't seem to have issues like that. But up here, that's a problem in the wintertime. And I thought, well, shucks. I got into my car and went to hit the little squirt, you know, to clean the windshield, basically, and it wasn't working. So I took it to the mechanics, and they said, these wires have been chewed. You have a pest. So I went to O'Reilly's. I bought one of those little flashing lights, which did seem to work. Or, as I said to the ladies earlier, the mouse met its end with a friendly neighborhood cat. I do not know how it came to its end, but it's a problem. So I didn't even know this, Angela, but you mentioned that when you have damage like that done, sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not. Luckily for me, the little flashing light worked, and it was expensive to repair, I will admit. But can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Definitely. So if you're here in Prescott and you have a nice newer vehicle, or even a mid-sized vehicle that you think has good value, always put comp on. Because comp is hitting animals, the rodents eating the wires, theft, vandalism, wind, hail, rain, fire, a smoke explosion. There's so many things that comprehensive covers, including the rodents eating your wiring.
Okay.
So it's a great idea to put it on, and you can pick your deductible, what you feel is comfortable. And if that happens and you wake up one morning and your electrical is not working, you can file a claim and just pay your deductible, because they can do pretty extensive wiring damage within the vehicle, especially if they've been in there a little bit.
Yes. I've heard that they can do quite a bit of damage. Do you want to share the story, Shannon?
I've had many cars where I'm doing a transmission, and you pull it out, and the rats have built little nests on top of the transmissions. So it's
nice
important.
And warm in there.
Even if you're parking your car in a garage, because I have a car right now, gets parked in the garage, but still showing signs of rats. So this is something, if it's not your daily driver, you really need to be going out there and checking your car on a regular basis.
One thing that an adjuster told me once when I helped my client file the claim was tell your clients to prop their hood open when they get home. Get like a little stick, a strong piece of wood, something, because your engine's hot and it's nice and warm. And when you park it, that's when they want to run in and make their little nest. So to like prop it open for the older vehicles, newer vehicles, but till it cools down. And even you could leave it that way all night. And that adjuster said that sometimes kind of like your flashing light system might be able to help, because it's cold and they don't want to go in there.
I will admit, when I first moved here, I was like, wow, it's not Christmas lights on a house. It's Christmas lights under a car. And I didn't understand why until I had a little pest who destroyed the electrical in my vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really good to know, and it's good to know to just kind of be on the lookout for that, and that's another thing that we can do to help protect our cars, especially during winter, because it is true, as it gets colder, they will be seeking shelter. And, well, for some reason, it's just tasty. All right, and I also asked Angela if she'd be willing to share with us just kind of the top three tips for insurance with vehicles with us, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, okay, sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Any education I can give the community is a great thing to do. So the top three things, the number one thing is try to find an agency that is a true agency, and by that I mean they have more than one company. So that way, if you have a policy and your rates increase, that person, this is what I do for my clients, I shop them if they need to, because the price increase was just too outrageous, something they didn't want to pay. When you pick your agencies, like not picking on State Farm or Allstate, but they just sell that company only and that's all they can do for you. So if you go to an agency that is more like a brokerage, they can pick and choose things that best fit your needs. So that's something I always tell clients to be on the lookout for, because then you keep your same agent for years, you know, instead of having to meet new people and go through that whole thing. But don't change companies too often. Even I tell my clients, if they're like, hey, this rate increase, you know, and I'm like, you want to stay with a company for 2 years or more. And the reason you want to do that is because there's what's called an insurance score. And every single company uses an insurance score when you go for a new quote. And if you have too many companies in a 2 year period, say you go, you know, Progressive for 6 months, and then you go here for 6 months, and that's going to hurt your insurance score. It's going to bring it down, and your insurance score affects what you pay. So you don't really want to,
just for vehicles, that's just insurance in general.
Right. You don't want to jump ship every, you want to wait 2 years with a company, even if they have a rate increase, ride it out a little. And that's where I come in and help go, hey, you have this deductible. We could increase your deductible. We could do this. We could, you know, this kind of, and look at things, which is
flexible.
Another thing, right, that leads me to say, have an agent. Don't just buy your insurance from someone who's calling 1-800 because you don't have someone that you can call every year, the same person to review your insurance. So a review every year is good to look over everything. Just see what changed in life, you know, because sometimes you're like, hey, my student's going off to college. Now we need to talk about, you know, different steps in your life where you're at. Buying them a car, should you put them on your policy? Should you get them their own? So it's good to have an agent that you can call and contact and keep in touch with, and they get to know you and your family and just kind of help you guide through these things, what to do and what's best to keep your rates good and advice.
That's awesome. Yep. Thank you for being willing to share that information with us, because I will admit things are always changing. We live in a world that is constantly changing, and it feels sometimes as if it's moving faster and faster. My mom would say that that's just what happens as you get older. But and there's wisdom in that statement too.
Yes.
For sure. Because you learn what's more valuable. And so everyone out there, it's, you know, take the time to really protect you and your family and take a look at the vehicle that you're driving, because it's more than just a car. It really is helping your family be successful, get places, do things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, call up the people that you trust. Like we said, there's amazing sponsors on this show that we know you can go to that will help you protect you and your family this winter. So take the time to do that, and we'll be right back.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cars, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to say thank you to the great ladies in the automotive industry and the insurance industry that have joined us today to share their wisdom and just kind of provide some light and some tips for us as we approach the winter with our vehicles. Once again, thank you to Shannon Creighton from Prescott Valley Transmissions. Thank you to Angel Gomez and Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, even though she was not able to be with us. Thank you also to Tammy Gage with O'Reilly Auto Parts Sales. Also, Brianna Lonis of Auto Works Service and Repair. And also, for that little different spin today, thank you again, Tom, for inviting back Angela Smith with Comparian Insurance here in Prescott. I really appreciate all of you ladies joining us today and sharing your wisdom. Maybe we will do it again in the future. We shall see. But it was just really wonderful to talk about winterizing your car, taking those steps, be prepared, take the time to make sure that you have something in your vehicle in case you do get stranded. God forbid, we hope that that does not happen. But if it does, you will have granola to tide you over. So this is
and you will think back to the show and go, thank goodness.
Thank goodness I took Shannon's tips and Tammy's tips and had a blanket and sleeping bags and whatever else it is that you need to be safe out there. And I cannot believe, but it is already time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. It is so easy to enter. Just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com. That is drivetimeaz.com. Submit your favorite car or motorcycle song. If you want to include a funny or sentimental story about why it's your favorite, do so. If your song is selected, you get a $275 gift card package from our sponsors, including a $25 gift card at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. You will love their smoothies and specialty drinks. They also serve nutritious goodies and sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. Give them a try and make sure you tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. This week's winner is Sue from Prescott. Sue says she would like to hear Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys just because it brings back great memories. Good choice, Sue. Here's a little trivia for you. Little Deuce Coupe was actually the name of the album the Beach Boys released in 1963, and it included four car-related songs: 409, Shutdown, Our Car Club, and Little Deuce Coupe. Interestingly, none of these songs were ever released on the A side of that single. Enjoy your song and your prizes, Sue. Be sure to tune in again next week when Tom, Des, and Ken will be back to introduce you to our new sponsor and guest host, Mark Kroll, for Southwest Truck and RV. Please tell your friends about the show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com. That is drivetimeaz.com for more information, podcasts, and previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's drive time.